if you cheated on me, it was like, oh, like I'm sorry, I wasn't meeting your needs. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's like the get definition of like gaslighting. And it's like, wait a second, so it's your fault that I cheated on you?
I'm
like,
actually the only woman you've ever been
not
faithful.
Cheated on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a red flag? I don't know. Back in now.
Yeah, this is actually a really interesting topic for discussion. Because I think what you're saying, I don't disagree with what you're saying, but I think at a certain point as a society, we have to make a decision whether we are going to just let our biology rule over us,
yeah,
or we're going to like stand up for ourselves, for lack of a better word, and be like, hey, here are the things that I'm going to do that are against my biology that are going to be really difficult to do, but is going to be set a great example for our kids and further ourselves as a species. Like, whether that's not eating like fat fucks, whether that's not cheating on our spouses, whether, you know what I mean? Like, it's easy for me to, you know, like I nature wants me to eat M&Ms while I'm playing video game, right? That's the easy
nature
thing to do.
Nature or like brain chemistry?
Or whatever it means, but the sugar. Like,
dopamine.
But I mean, like, well, I'm more wired to cheat in whether it's on my meals or my spouse.
Yeah,
I'm more wired to do that, mm-hmm. right? But yeah, I mean, I think it's, so it was interesting because I thought of that. And then when I was looking at the responses that were coming in, and then I was like, well, you know, that saying is, I don't know what I think the rates are actually higher around here than they are in the national average for divorce rates.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, that means, I don't know why I never thought of this, but that means that there are the number of people who are truly unhappy with their marriage is a lot more than 50 or 60%.
Yeah.
Like it's like 80 to 90, but like my point is it could be that high. And that kind of just like blew my fucking mind that this many people are unhappy in their relationships.
Yeah.
And it's like, so it's like, and I think you have to rank order things. Like, listen, I think about like the lady in red thing. It's like, I've been with a lot of ladies in red. You know what I mean? Like that is so not even on my top 20 list of things to do.
Okay, that brings up a really good
like,
point too.
I can't even wrap my head around actioning or even like flirting with like something like that. I can't even imagine being like just texting or not telling you and being like, hey, like send me a picture or something, like be like really risky and be like, oh, because my point is that it's the reason for cheating is never like you never cheat with somebody hotter than your spouse. You never cheat or your girlfriend, right? You're fulfilling a need that reflects more on you than it does on your partner.
Yeah.
In my mind, if I had to like be like, oh, this is the one thing. So like in that sense, it's like, hey, maybe people get back together and that's all great. And nothing's categorical, but like if you cheated on me, it was like, oh, like, I'm sorry, I wasn't meeting your needs. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's like the get definition of like gaslighting. It's like, well, I cheated on you. And then I'm like, but babe, you weren't like giving it up. And it's like, wait a second. So it's your fault that I cheated on you? That sounds like I've had that conversation with every girlfriend I've ever had. Like, growing up, that's really immature. That's like some shit I would do in college or high school. Not as a 34-year-old grown-ass man with kids.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm actually the only woman you've ever been
not
faithful.
Cheated on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a red flag? I don't know. If I could know.
If that's a red flag, then anything could be a red flag.
I'm just kidding.
Make anything up.
I typically don't cheat. I don't think I really cheated on any boyfriends.
Yeah, except the one you left me for.
I was using him. He wasn't a boyfriend.
Yeah, no,
I was using him.
He had a key to your house, I guess. Okay, yeah. I've never
He's
had
on
a
the pan floor.
okay.
I'm just kidding.
Grow up. I'm just kidding. But no, you're the only girl I ever lived with. You guys were living together. Like,
we were not living together. He had a key to my house.
All right.
But he also paid for it and he furnished the whole thing. So I thought, all right, here's the key.
Uh-huh.
And he was cheating on me. He actually got a girl pregnant while we were together, which we weren't together. I didn't give a shit about him. I did cheat on one guy in college, though. Super toxic relationship. I was the guy that I was dating when my dad died. And that threw me into like a tailspin. Obviously, I started doing really crazy stuff after my dad died. And then I did cheat on him with a guy who went to jail for drugs for a long time. So
yeah, you sure know how
you
to
know,
pick
I
them.
Have a I was thinking about this the other day. Like, I don't think. And Max has no idea how crazy I used to be. Like,
I mean, I think I have a pretty.
I mean, I've told you a lot of stories, but like when I tell you the stories, you're like, I just can't picture you like doing that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I was just like a different person, you know? And it kind of like relates back into like the cheating thing or whatever, because I just did so much before Max. It's like, I just feel like I did everything there is to do. Yeah. Like, I don't know if there's any stone left unturned for me, you know? And I feel like sometimes people that didn't get, and this is for everybody, like every personality type is different, but I was very wild and I wanted to experience a lot in a lot of different ways. And I did that before didn't meet Max until I was like 26 or 27. And basically, I was thinking about this the other day because I posted that reel of like teenage pictures. And the morning after my 21st birthday celebration, I quit drinking for like 2 or 3 years. That shows you how hard I was partying before I was even 21. Like, I was so sick of it. And I woke up that morning after my 21st birthday feeling so horrible. I had done terrible things the night before. And I was just like, I'm fucking done. Like, I quit. And I literally quit drinking. I went sober for like 2 years. People thought I went to rehab because they would see me at a bar and I would only order a Red Bull. And they were like, oh, like you finally like cleaned it up, huh? And I'm like, no, I just like literally got sick of drinking. I just stopped drinking. Like, I'm not an alcoholic, I don't think, or like anything like that. I'm not addicted to drugs, but yeah. I just was sick of the feeling the way I was feeling. I was doing crazy shit and I just went cold turkey and quit. And I think that I've, you know, experimented with so much and partied so hard and dated so many men that I don't feel like there's anything out there that I haven't experienced. So like, I'm not eager to go experience anything else. Like, I feel like the one thing I hadn't experienced was this. It's like, I'm not sick of that yet. And hopefully I never will be. So
well, I think you're doing things that other people are doing, and you're doing them because you want to fit in or you want to have a story. You're not doing them for yourself. It's not fulfilling for you as a person. And I think that's the, like everything you just said right now is like when I stopped drinking. Is it not on my 21st birthday, but it was after watching a UFC fight and watching the kids the next morning.
Yeah.
It was 3 years ago in December. I'm like, I'm never doing this again.
Yeah.
I don't have an off button and there's no upside.
Yeah.
There's asymmetrical downside to drinking right now. Like, I'm not going to have a better time. And the only risk is I do too much and I'm hungover the next day.
Yeah.
Or worse, you cheat. You know what I mean? There's nothing good that's going to happen.
Yeah. For me, I was running away from a lot of things that happened when I was younger. Like, I feel like I could write a book and people wouldn't even believe the shit that I would, the stories that I have, like the crazy, I'm so surprised I made it out alive. Like, honestly, looking back on it. But for me, when I woke up that morning after my 21st birthday, I was just so sick of dealing with my problems and my childhood trauma or my dad's death by hurting my own body that like I was like, I'm gonna find another way to deal with this. And that's really when I got into fitness, and that's a whole different story. Changed my life, and obviously,
and here we are,
changed my career. But yeah, that's when that was like the final straw. And I had been doing some stuff before that, you know, that was like dabbling in fitness and like trying to heal in different ways. And I just like kept kind of like relapsing over into toxic behavior, destructive behaviors. And it was just, that was the final straw. I woke up and I was like, I'm not running away from the problems anymore by doing drugs and drinking. Like, I'm going to do it a different way.
Mm-hmm.
But
powerful stuff.
Yeah, but the hardest thing you've been through as a couple, and then what's the hardest thing you've been through as an individual? What's the hardest thing you've been through as an individual?
I got nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like there's some things like really you got like a deadly virus. You almost died in a hospital.
Oh yeah, that was. I don't know. Yeah, I got really sick when I was going to be a senior in high school, and like slipped into a little bit of a coma. And couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. But yeah, I mean, that's, you know, it's kind of more scary than anything. Hard things? I don't know what's hard. I don't know. Like, life is hard. I mean, I don't know. Just like life in general is really tough. Like, you know, there's not one thing. Like, I don't know. Training camp for football is really hard. Yeah, I mean, that's what I think is it's hard. I'm like, that was something. Like, I don't know. I just don't think it's like hard anymore. Like,
I feel like my list is like really long. It's like depressing. I don't even know if I would want to even say.
I'll share some of it. I'm not really pulling my weight over here.
I mean, it's just, it's so many things. Like, well, I was raised by a narcissistic mom who was never emotionally available. My dad was an alcoholic, drug addict, bipolar, in and out of my life. Committed suicide when I was 20. wrote him a letter that week and said, please don't hurt yourself. We love you so much. We want to help you. I'll do anything basically to like save you. He, when I got to his house after he died, he had opened the letter and it was sitting on his nightstand and he still went in the garage and killed himself. So that was tough. So many things. Things I can't even say on here. I don't think I'm ready to like share some of the, you know, I mean, some of the things I did. Little, not the best. Those are probably the heavy hitters, I think, for the most part. Heavy hitters. Little depressing. Thoughts on a prenup agreement? See, I'm gonna say I think prenup is a great idea. We don't have one because when we got married, neither one of us had enough of something to make a prenup make sense. Like, I mean, you had more than me. You had like tens of thousands saved or something, you know, but
you made sure that didn't.
I made him cash in half of that.
Sure that didn't last.
Just kidding. I think a prenup's a great idea. Honestly, I think that it's smart. I'm the kind of person that always likes to have one hand up against the wall. Like I like to have a backup plan and then a backup plan for the backup plan and then a backup plan for the backup plan for the backup plan. So I think they're smart and like don't get like fucked. Like if your husband's family has money or whatever, like make sure that like you'll get something, you know, don't like screw yourself out of everything. But I think prenups are like a good idea for some relationships, depending on what the person's going into the marriage with, you know, personally.
Yeah. I think it's just, I mean, yeah, it's all situational, but I think this is an interesting broader conversation with like just marriage in general and the fact that it's like basically a legal arrangement. Like there's no, like it's the government structure, like legal structure behind it. Right. So it has the only meaning that we give to it. And we've attached like legal meaning behind it. So on one hand, I'm like, I'm a prenup's terrible idea. It's you're just adding more codification to what's supposed to be a love, like matrimony. But then it's like, but we do that anyway via like getting good, you know, we can't get married unless we go down to the courthouse. So it's like that also does not rub me the right way either.
Yeah.
It's like, why can't it just be like, why can't I like the fact that I'm married to you has literally fuck all to do with how much I love you.
Yeah.
Right. So on one hand, I reject that. Like,
I know it's
like,
weird.
And on the other hand, I think that if it was like, yeah, I don't know. It's like, what meaning are you personally going to attach to it? If I thought that I was entering like a business arrangement with you, then I would want a prenup for sure. But I married you because I love you. Like, I didn't marry you for half of what you had before or half of what you had after. And if we got separated, I'd be like, dude, fucking take, I don't give a shit about like take it. Like, it would be like, it's 50-50. It's like, no, dude, you could have it. Like I want, and this is like what I talk about in our marriage is like that I'm here for the marriage. Like, I'm not here for the business. I'm not here for the kid. I'm here for what you and I can do together.
Yeah.
And when I'm not, we will no longer be married. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like you can have like whatever it is, like I don't like need it or want it. A lot of times agreements, which are really tough, especially like in real estate side, is like you're codifying things that you don't know what the future holds. So I think it makes sense if it was like, hey, our 50-50 is going to be what happens from here forward.
Yeah.
And like what I had previously was like, that's my, like,
yeah,
if I'm coming with 100 grand, just in round numbers, you're coming with 200. Our 50-50 should be that next 700 to a million, right? And like, it shouldn't be like, hey, I came in this bitch with like this much. Like, you should be having half of what I already did before you. That to me is like makes a little bit more sense. But prenups are more so made so that it excludes people from accessing
wealth.
Yeah, real wealth, right? Usually the prenups are not like, oh, you went on and did these great things and I get half, I get less than half.
Yeah. What are your biggest fights about? You guys seem amazing together. Thank you.
Well, we are. Thank you for noticing.